If everyone feels anxiety, then what about very advanced devotees who are surrendered to Krishna, who know Krishna is in control? Do they also feel anxiety? There are different kinds of anxiety. There are material emotions and there are spiritual emotions. So, material emotions, we consider the emotions which fill us with worldly thoughts and they obscure our spiritual awareness. On the other hand, spiritual emotions, they intensify our remembrance of Krishna. So, Mother Yashoda, for example, when she is taking care of Krishna, at that time, if Krishna does not come back home after playing in time, she starts getting worried. When is Krishna going to come home? Krishna must be hungry. Krishna will get tired. Now, that anxiety increases her remembrance of Krishna. And that remembrance of Krishna actually brings ecstasy. Because Krishna is the source of the supreme ecstasy. So that anxiety which intensifies one's remembrance of Krishna, although it is anxiety, it is also ecstasy. So it's like, say there is poison and there is nectar. Now, there is some poison that tastes bitter and there is some poison that tastes sweet. And there is some nectar that tastes sweet and there is some nectar that tastes bitter. So that means there is a taste and there is the effect. So when it comes to worldly emotions, emotions that are disconnected from spiritual reality, some worldly emotions taste good, some worldly emotions taste bad. Sometimes we feel pleasure, sometimes we feel pain, sometimes we feel anxiety. But all worldly emotions from the spiritual perspective are like poison. Some poison tastes good, some poison tastes bad. Sometimes there's worldly pleasure, sometimes there's worldly pain. But they both obscure our spiritual awareness. In that sense, they are like poison. But in the case of spiritual emotions, when we are connected with Krishna, sometimes the connection with Krishna, it brings bliss. When we chant Krishna's name, we are kirtan, we feel peaceful, we feel blissful. That's like sweet nectar. Sometimes our service to Krishna itself causes anxiety. We have to do a particular thing, and in trying to do that thing, will this work out? This work out? We pray to Krishna more. We depend on Krishna more. Our remembrance of Krishna intensifies. So then, that is like a bitter poison. The anxiety is there, the negativity is there. So it's not a pleasant experience, but it is a purifying experience. It is a fulfilling experience. So again, in our spiritual life also, it is not that we should go out of the way to drink the bitter poison. the bitter nectar. The sweet nectar also. But we can't be just avoiding anxiety. So even great devotees, they do feel anxiety. Because sometimes they want to do something for Krishna. But then, they know Krishna is in control. But the nature of love is that there is natural concern for the beloved. So it is not that when Yashoda Mai, she is doing the service as mother of Krishna. She's not thinking, oh, Krishna is God. If I don't take care, Krishna will take care. No, she's thinking, this is my service to Krishna. I have to do this. But similarly, devotees at one level, they know that Krishna is in control. But at another level, I want to do something for Krishna. And so they voluntarily take up anxiety for Krishna. But the key is, when we take up anxiety for Krishna, we have to see whether it is intensifying our remembrance of Krishna. Sometimes if we take up too many things and then they become such a burden that instead of intensifying our remembrance of Krishna, it only intensifies our sense of being burdened. Then even while doing service for Krishna, we may have to moderate. This is the level of anxiety I can take up, this is what I can't take up. So, in spiritual life, the primary criteria is not to avoid anxiety, nor to embrace anxiety. The primary criteria is to connect with Krishna. Does that answer your question?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.